1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 20. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
Amen. Let's just talk to God and ask him to speak to us as Chris comes to speak about this message. Father God, thank you that you speak to us. Lord, help our ears to listen to you and help us, give us joy this day in the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. Chris.
Well, it's lovely to be with you this morning. Boys and girls, I'm going to try and talk to you as much as I talk to the adults today. But you've got to do me a favour, boys and girls, and it's this. I want you to look at your mums and dads, and if you see any of them not paying attention, I want you to give them a little push. Push the knee and say, listen, you should be listening to that fellow with the strange accent. Now, anyway, I've been doing a bit of research where this virus has come from. And one of my friends said to me, you should follow the money. So I don't know if you know about this, but there's one business that has made a 200% profit during lockdown. Anyone want to guess what it is? It's actually puzzles. We've all gone puzzle mad. Now, I wasn't sure about this, but I looked into it in more detail, and it must be so, because as I was looking at all the evidence, it's like the pieces all came together. Now, if Good Friday is when we celebrate the victory of Jesus, then Easter Sunday is the open-top bus parade. Because here, today, Jesus' victory is confirmed, it's proclaimed, and it's celebrated. Now this morning, boys and girls, you've got a job to do, okay? And it's this. You're going to shout out during this talk. You're not going to shout, boo, or get off, or where's my chocolate? Instead, this is what I want you to do. When I say these words, the best present is, I want you to shout out an empty one. An empty one. Okay, we'll practice. The best present is... Okay, now that wasn't bad, but I'm going to talk directly to the camera. Green Lane, I can't hear you. So Green Lane is just going to do this by themselves, okay? So the best present is? Did you hear them? I hope you, but I'm going to ask my family if you were loud there, okay? Because I didn't hear you, but we'll show them how it's done here, okay? So just the mill now. The best present is? An empty one. Now that might seem a little bit strange, but as we go through, hopefully I'll explain it. Now because Easter Sunday is a time of celebration, I want to give Sam a couple of presents, okay? Because Sam has been very kind to me. He's made me lots of hot drinks, and he even invited me over to his garden for some food the other day. So thank you, Sam. Sam, come over. I know I did have to turn you down, because he told me what was on the menu. Anyway... Have a look at that. Grab that strange-looking one first, Sam, okay? Do the one next to it, and then just come and stand here. Open it up for us, okay? Let's see what he's got. Can you see, boys and girls? Make sure you... Oh, can you just hold it up so everyone can see?
I think it might have been a bottle of Coke.
Well, don't forget, what is it? The best present is...
An empty one,
okay, so there we go, you've got an empty one, you should be happy with that. Why don't you just try the other one for us, Sam? some people. Let's try this one. But that's okay, because the best present is?
An empty one.
An 21. There we go, Sam. You go and enjoy that with your family. Okay. Now, on Easter, we've already heard, haven't we? And we celebrated something that is empty. The empty tomb. It was empty because Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead, didn't he? And he walked out of the tomb. Because the best present is an empty one. Now, why is it the best present? Well, I could say today, the empty tomb is the best present because it shows us Jesus is God. I mean, after all, who had the power to defeat death? Or I could say that the empty tomb is the best present because it confirms Jesus is our Saviour. God rose Jesus from the dead to show that he'd accepted Jesus' death as a payment for our sins. I could say that the empty tomb is the best present because it tells us that the Bible is God's word. God had predicted 1,000 years before that Jesus would rise from the dead. And only a book written by God could predict that. I could say those things, but I'm not today. Because what I'm going to do today, I want to tell you that the empty tomb is the best present because it gives us help for today and hope for tomorrow. Help for today and hope for tomorrow. Boys and girls, I'm going to teach you a prayer drill that I used to do in my other church, and it goes like this. Get your hands ready. Okay, we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and we close our eyes like that. So let's do it together, okay? Are we ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dear God, we pray that you'd help us now to listen to your word and think about why the empty tomb is the best present for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So it doesn't take a genius to say that there's been a great deal of fear and worry this year. Fear and worry about COVID and how it's affected you or your family. Fear about the economic uncertainty that we face. Fear about the education our children have missed out on. Or it could even be fear about the injustices seen in our society. There's been a lot of things that cause us fear and worry. But Paul, in our text today, he wants to remind us that the empty tomb is good news for us today. Paul tells us in verse 20 that Jesus has indeed raised from the dead. He tells us in verse 24 that Jesus is going to return to this earth. But our verses that we're going to look at today are verses 25 to 26. Because Paul tells us now what Jesus is doing. Let me remind you, verse 25 and 26. For he, Jesus, must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. So friends, that means that Jesus is in control of all things. There's nothing going on in this world that is taking Jesus by surprise. Jesus is in control of the pandemic. Jesus is in control of our economy. Jesus is in control of our children's education. Jesus is in control of our society. There's nothing in this world that Jesus is not in control of. Because Jesus controls everything. Now let me try and illustrate that for you a little bit. We've got lots of boys and girls here today. Hands up, boys and girls, if you've ever had a party, a birthday party. Hands up, if you've ever had a birthday party. Yes, I'm seeing some there. Great, okay. Let me picture the scene for the adults here today. There's 4 and 5-year-olds running riot in the room. They're falling over. They're fighting over balloons. They're throwing up in the corner because they've been eating sugar for 2 hours. They're crying because they didn't win past the parcel. It's loud, it's hot, it looks out of control. However, there's mother of the birthday child. And it's normally the mum, isn't it? She's in control. She's doing the role of cook, cleaner, nurse, bouncer, peacekeeper. Dad's outside taking an important call. We really know he's checking the football scores. Now, you wouldn't say, because of the chaos of the party, the mother doesn't exist. Rather, the chaos of the party shows how vital a mother is. Likewise, the chaos in our world today, it doesn't disprove the reign of Jesus. Rather, the chaos shows us how vital Jesus' reign is for us all. So let me make it real to you. In this last year, I've been made redundant. In this last year, I was signed off with depression. This last year, I was unemployed. To help with my fears and worries, the empty tomb helped. Why? Because knowing Jesus had faced suffering, knowing that Jesus had the power over death, knowing that Jesus loved me, knowing that Jesus was in control, helped me get through those really hard days. You see, friends and church family, when the things of this world are stripped away from you, like your health, like your career, like your economic stability, like your family and friends, Jesus is the only constant we have who is faithful. And if you're a Christian here today, if you're a Christian in Green Lane, if you're a Christian at home and you're struggling with fear and worries, can I urge you to do what it says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7? It says, cast all your worries on Jesus because he cares for you. The same Jesus who died and rose again, he is reigning over all things and he wants to help me and you today. Boys and girls, the best present is an empty one. Why? Because Jesus helps us today because he is in control. Now, boys and girls, you've listened really well. We're going to pause for a moment and we're going to have a song. This is a great song to sing, so I'll hand over to Tom and the group.
Shall we stand up together? Can any of the children tell me any of the names in the Bible for Jesus? Just say it out. Messiah, that's a good one. There's the Holy Spirit. He's another member of the Trinity. Saviour, very good. Well, let me tell you two other names for Jesus. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. I don't know if you know a song about that. Well, I do, and we're going to sing it now. I would like the children, when it gets to the bit where we say only God can do that, to help out these guys in saying that because they're a little bit quiet. They're not very good at it. Can you do that? Great. Thank you, Chris.
King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. He can heal the sick, he can calm the storm. He's the Son of God, he can save us from sin, and he calls us to follow him. Jesus met a man covered in disease, knew he needed to be clean. Jesus just touched him, the disease was gone. Friends caught in a storm, looking like they're gonna drown. Jesus yelled quiet and the storm was calm.
Only God could do that.
Who is this man? He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. He can heal the sick, he can calm the storm. He's the Son of God, he can save. On a cross was crucified, darkness covered all the land. After 3 days, Jesus rose again.
Only God can do that.
Who is this man? He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. He can heal the sick, he can calm the storm. He's the Son of God, he can save us from sin. And follow him. Are you gonna follow him?
Great. Please take a seat. So, boys and girls, what have we learned so far? The best present is? Fantastic. Well done. Great. The empty tomb is the best present because it reminds us that Jesus helps us today because he's reigning over all things. But the empty tomb is the best present because it also gives us hope for tomorrow. Now, about 4 years ago, me and my family, we took a trip down to Bude. Bude is kind of down Cornwall, Devon way. It's a fantastic place. It was May half term, so we knew the traffic would be really heavy. So we decided to leave as early as possible. So what time do you think that would be if you're there? May? The dads will probably be like, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're getting in the car, come on. However, it was 9 o'clock because my wife Kathy really likes to sleep. Now, we've been travelling 10 to 15 minutes and our one-year-old at the time threw up. And we're not talking like that cute little baby sick that sometimes comes out from the chin. It was like, Aah! It was like a machine gun. It went everywhere. I've never thought a child could produce so much vomit. It was disgusting. So we pulled over. We wiped the kid down. We wiped the car down the best we could. And then we carried on. But you guess what happened? May half term, leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning. What are you going to hit round Birmingham? You're going to hit traffic. And it happened to be a really hot day. So you can imagine what happened. As the day got warmer, the smell got worse, and it was absolutely disgusting. We left at 9 o'clock in the morning. We got to Bude at 7 o'clock in the evening. Okay? What a horrendous journey that was. But why did we put up with that journey? Because we knew what the destination was going to be like. I could put up with the traffic. I could put up with the smell. I could put up with the cry. Are we nearly there yet? Are we nearly there yet, Dad?
Put up.
I could put up with it all. Why? Because the destination made it all worthwhile. If you've never been to Bude, go there. It's fantastic. And plus, I've got shares in the place. Now, imagine we would have got to the border of Bude and the police would have pulled us over. And I would have wound down my window to say, excuse me, officer, is everything okay? And he took one whiff of the sick that came from our car and said, excuse me, sir, you've got to go back home at once. Imagine that. We'd have to do that journey all the way again. All journey and no destination. That's rubbish. One of the ways we've been able to get through this pandemic has been thinking about what life is going to be like when it's over. We maybe have a destination in our mind where we want to go to. And that destination, it might well be a holiday place. You've got this holiday planned and that's what your mind is on. The destination might be the house of a loved one who you've not visited for a while. Your destination might be to go to possibly a sports stadium of the most successful team in British football, Manchester United. Or your destination may be to go to church and to meet with your church family. But have you ever thought about what happens when you visit those destinations? What happens when you go to the football stadium, when you go on holiday, when you go to that house, when you go to church? Well, you go, don't you? But you don't stay for long. You have to come back. So that destination is a short-lived one. And what happens if you never get to that destination at all? Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news today, but roughly 1,600 people die in our country each day from non-COVID-related reasons. Surely we need to be thinking about the destination we're heading to after this life. Boys and girls, the best present is? An empty one. Why? Because Jesus is giving us hope for tomorrow. Jesus is preparing an eternal, perfect destination for us to be going to. Again, as we read in verse 25 and 26, he must reign until he's put all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. The empty tomb tells us that there's a destination where even death has been destroyed. Heaven is like Bude, but only a billion times better. And it lasts forever. But however, boys and girls, you need to listen to this bit really, really closely, and the adults and people at home. And Green Lane. Hi, Green Lane. However, like my Bude illustration, there's a strong chance that we won't get to heaven. And it's not because we stink of sick. It's because we stink of sin. And whereas I could put up with the smell of sick as I travelled, God cannot tolerate the stench of sin. Because he's holy and pure, he just can't tolerate it. He finds it offensive. And our passage tells us in verse 23 that when Jesus returns, only those who belong to him are going to go to that final destination called heaven. And unfortunately, those who do not belong to Jesus will face a final destination of a place called hell. Now let me talk to you very, very clearly today. Please listen. People at home, Green Lane, please listen. Do you believe here today, right now, that Jesus Christ paid the penalty for your sin on the cross? Have you repented? Have you turned away of living your life for yourself? And now are you prepared to follow Jesus? To follow his reign over your life? Well, friends, the good news for you, if you have, if you believe in all your heart, if you've repented of your sin, the good news is this, that your sins have been washed away. They've been removed. They are no more. And now you belong to Jesus Christ. And the destination you are going to, my friends, is heaven. Let me just finish with this. This pandemic, it's been hard. And it will continue to be hard. But when we know how amazing the destination is where we're heading, heaven. And when we know who has taken us there, Jesus. Then we can face the journeys that each of us have. Friends, the best present is an empty one. Because the empty tomb gives us help for today and hope for tomorrow. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that the best present is an empty one. Thank you that because Jesus has rose from the dead, has risen from the dead, that we have help today. He is reigning and he is in control of all things. And thank you that we have hope for tomorrow. Thank you that he is preparing a place for us now where death has been defeated and sin is no more. Please help us to put our faith in Jesus. Please help us to repent of our sin and help us to rejoice that we belong to Jesus. Because the best present is an empty one. Amen.